It's now 21 minutes to 6. I'm Doug Dirks. Well, if you've got a green thumb, May long is the weekend you've been waiting for. Many Calgary gardeners say the holiday marks the moment it's finally safe to start planting outside. But for veteran gardeners like Chelsea Anderson, planting season started more than a month ago. Still, there's a lot to do this weekend, and Chelsea joins me in studio with a few pointers. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, Doug.
So a month ago.
Yeah.
I know, you were here
talking. I don't want to tell you about my garlic again, but now it's almost ready to harvest.
Well, that's good. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Now, why do you think this weekend is considered the right time to plant here in Calgary?
Well, I don't know. Gardeners seem to think that there's no more frost after. I mean, you might tell me differently, but we seem to think that there's no more frost after this weekend. So we seem to think it's that magical time. May long weekend, we can plant all of our petunias and lobelia, and they will not die.
Based on the forecast this weekend, no frost for the next week or so. So that's good news.
Yes.
But in the past, we've seen snow and we've seen rain. For people planning to break ground for the very first time this year, what are some of the things they should be keeping in mind?
Well, keep that forecast in mind, although, of course, I never follow my own advice, and my tomatoes have been out for a week now, but they survived the minus one or two or whatever it was this week. But don't make your life any more difficult than it needs to be. I know this week we've been out in the gardens, me and my crew, and it's like, 'tis the season to pull out landscape fabric, I tell you. So people love to put down these excess materials in their garden, and now we're hauling it all out and putting it in the dump because it's just not a useful product.
What is landscape fabric, for those who don't know?
So glad you asked. It's kind of like a permeable or semi-permeable, sometimes not permeable material that you put underneath your mulch, or sometimes you cut holes in it to plant your plants inside. But if you can imagine, weeds grow right through this. Weeds know how to. They're very crafty. You know, they grow right through it. And so then the following year, after your landscaper has come through and put this all in for you at great expense, now it's all growing through. And now it's really difficult to weed because it's this semi-permeable thing. So we're trying to stick the weed stick in there or the shovel in there, and it's not going through. So in my business, where I'm digging things out, we're just pull it all out and we put it in the dump, which is such a wasteful practice, of course.
And we talked about this last week about dandelions and weeds. Is there a better alternative for keeping weeds out of flower beds specifically?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, and I love the kind of more natural landscape fabric type idea. So you can do something called lasagna gardening, where you put down cardboard or newspaper, and I know there's people rolling their eyes there. They think this doesn't work, but I've used it many times on my own garden. It's really, really effective. You put down the cardboard, you put the soil or the lawn clippings or whatever on top, or the mulch on top, and it biodegrades within that season. But in the meantime, the roots of the grass have died, the roots of the dandelions have died, and it's a really effective way to keep those weeds back. Yeah, lasagna gardening.
I have to give that a try. What's trending when it comes to planting this year?
Well, of course, the usual culprits. You know, you have all those annuals that everyone's going to be out buying this weekend. But what I'm really excited to see is the trend in the edible department. So lots of edible plants people are getting excited about. So consider adding edibles just in and amongst your existing plants. I know when I worked at the zoo years ago, we used to have a border made out of parsley, or we'd have the hot peppers who have the cute little, almost like hairstyle sticking out of the top with their bright purple or orange or red peppers sticking up. Use strawberries as ground cover. That could be a really interesting and edible ground cover to use. Or you can grow squash vertically, make a real statement with your garden through using the edibles. And I'm really excited to see that they're just flying off the shelf.
And what about these romantic cherry trees that we're hearing about? Where's the romance in that?
Where's the romance? Yeah. It's actually, some of them are called Romeo, some are called Juliet, some are called Valentine. It's the romance series of the sour cherries. And they were developed at the U of S. It must have been about 10 years ago by now. And they have traditionally been kind of a shrub, but in this last couple of years, I've seen high graft varieties. So these are flying off the shelves at the garden centers as well, because you get these beautiful, big, fat cherries. They're as big as like a Bing cherry, kind of that size. And they are not quite as tasty. I don't want to say that. I don't want to slam this cherry.
No, that's fine.
It's quite delicious. No, it's quite edible. It's considered a sour cherry.
You don't have to promote these cherries if they're not great tasting.
I just want everyone to have them. The bees love them. So they're also food for the bees. And then your kids will love you for them.
Now, I've got an apple tree, a pear tree in our yard. But you've been spotting some special apple trees in the markets as well. What's going on there?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it last fall when at Canadian Tire, of all places, they have this amazing, there's a different graft tree, a different grafted tree on each branch. So you can have kind of four or five different varieties of apples on one single tree.
Really?
Which is really neat, because then you can try different things. You can find out what you like. You can, you know, you're more likely to eat different varieties rather than a whole tree of the same thing.
And do they grow at similar rates? Like, what does that look like?
They do. They do grow. Yeah, absolutely. Like, they produce, some might produce slightly
sooner. Are they Granny Smiths?
Well, no, not Granny Smiths.
No, what are they? They're crab apples. And what are they? What are these apples? Hybrids, okay.
Yeah, all types of different.
Well, lots of bunch of stuff that we probably can't buy in the store. So if you're planting a new fruit tree this year, how long before you get fruit that you can harvest and eat?
Well, you know, with the sour cherries, it'll be this year. I know already they've been out pollinating my cherries and my pear tree. I also have a pear. They've been pollinating. So it can happen this very first season, so long as you have those pollinators. So just remember that pollinators, they need like this ongoing bug buffet. They need food year or season round, I should say. So they need something blooming now. They need something blooming in July, something blooming in September to keep those guys around. But so long as they're around.
All right, Chelsea, you're still a young woman and you're physically active, you know, through your job. But gardening, I mean, it's like a lot of, you know, armchair athletes. The first time they get out, they overdo it. And the next thing you know, they're hobbling around. So how do you avoid injury and strain the first time out this weekend?
Maybe we need to start like a program for gardeners. Winter round,
yes,
you know, bending and twisting.
Yeah, that's right. Sure. They do it for golf and every other sport.
You know, I think it's more about your attitude. And I get such a kick out of gardening that it's never hard on my body, right? I swear by this idea. I know this isn't going to please anyone to hear this either, but I just love it so much that I feel like it never harms me. So just have a really good attitude about it. Get out there, feel like you're benefiting from it. And I think it will benefit you.
All right. I also recommend stretching, though. If you've been lying on the couch the entire winter, like some people who shall remain nameless.
I guess they're not good at following the rules.
Now, do you have any of your own gardening projects on the go this weekend? What are you up to?
Oh, I'm so excited. Of course, I don't follow any of these advice type things. So the long weekend, I don't wait that long, of course, as we already mentioned. And I actually planted my tomatoes out last weekend. And as you know, it's been quite cold, but they survived. I put some ice cream buckets on top of them and they got through. The other thing I'm really looking forward to this year are the artichokes. So my kids go crazy for artichokes and they really wanted them. And they're a beautiful plant and they're edible. And if you don't harvest the flower part, then they turn into a beautiful purple flower. So far ours have survived in the garden this year.
And are artichokes hardy? Like, are they?
They're not hardy. They'll be an annual. Like, they'll be just for this season. Okay. But I'm hoping they'll be a giant, giant kind of silvery show plant, I'm sure.
So you put your tomatoes out last week, and you know we're going to get frost again at some point because but the thing is, so I mean, we had a tomato plant out last week, and I just would bring it into the garage every night, and then take it out when it warmed up, how are you protecting yours? Because you said they survived, no problem.
They survived. Yeah, I did put these big kind of 10-liter ice cream pails on top of them, but you can get these other things, these kind of materials that you can buy from the garden centers. Rime is one of the brands. There's a bunch of different brands if you go take a look. But they really do protect. And the beauty of these products that you buy, as opposed to the sheets, because some people throw sheets on their plants, is that the moisture doesn't really settle and weigh the plant down. So your sheet will get wet and it might break your tomato. But these products from the shop work really, really well. So just throw them on if it's risking, you know, minus anything.
Great advice. Thanks, Chelsea.
Thanks, Doug.
Chelsea Anderson is a natural gardener here in Calgary. You can find out more about her and follow her blog at growfoodcalgary.com.